on East Coast FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment. And this week we're talking all about swap shops. Blessington held one just last week and it was Christmas jumper themed. I caught up with Deirdre McCormick to see how it went.
The Blessington Christmas jumper swap shop went really well. We were really, really happy with how it went. It was a joint project between Blessington Tourist Office, Blessington and District Forum and Blessington Tidy Towns. And it was a really nice community project. We had loads of people dropping in jumpers over a 2-week period. We contacted all the schools about it. We had loads of kids coming in talking to us about it. Lots of people of all ages really interested. And it was just a really fun thing to do. And it meant that we could all talk about Christmas in November as well, which was great. On the day we had, you know, a steady stream of people. There were some people there straight away at 10 o'clock when we opened, ready to get their lovely new jumpers. And it was lovely actually that evening when we went down to see the Santa truck arrive in the town, and loads of people were saying, oh, I got my jumper today, I'm delighted with it. And even, you know, later on in the week when I was off at other Christmas markets, I met people who said, oh, I got this Christmas jumper at the Christmas jumper swap shop, and they were just delighted. It was really, really nice, and it was just great to see jumpers finding new homes.
So how do they help the environment? Dee told me a little bit more.
First of all, it's promoting sustainability within our community. It's helping people save money. It's reducing the amount of new things that people are buying. It's encouraging people to reuse them. And in a week when we're hearing that less than a third of our plastic has been recycled, it's so important that we're putting an emphasis on the reducing and the reusing part that we can do for climate action. So it's just a really, really good community project that everyone can get involved in. It's really easy, really accessible, and it's so diverse. You can use it for school uniforms, you could use it for summer gear, you could use it for coats, winter coats for children, for adults, you know, Halloween costumes, Christmas clothes, all these things that kind of we take for granted, but that actually, if you think about it, we're buying them, and they're not once-off items, but, you know, they're some of them, like Halloween costumes, maybe your kids are wearing them for a week or something like that every year, and some people are buying new ones every year. That's getting expensive. It's bad for the environment, and people have, you know, these things at home. Like, I know I had a load of Christmas jumpers in the back of the wardrobe that were just dying to find a new home, and because of the swap shop they did. And it just, it's as well, it's a really nice way of teaching our kids about sustainability, reusing things, a circular economy. It's just a win-win really for the environment and for our community.
And finally, I asked the question of how other communities in Wicklow can start swap shops of their own.
I think first of all, decide if you're going to have a theme. What are you going to be swapping? Is it Christmas jumpers? Is it Halloween costumes? Is it going to be clothes or books, toys? Are you going to have any limits? So we just took Christmas jumpers this year. We didn't take Christmas pajamas. Maybe that's something we'll look at next year. But maybe just decide all of that before you start. Also, you could do it for school uniforms as well. It'd be a great way to do a swap shop would be with school uniforms at the end of the year with the school community. Other tips, give people loads of time. So with our Christmas jumpers, we started telling people about the Christmas jumper swap shop straight after Halloween. And that seemed really, really early to be talking about Christmas, but people needed a bit of time to, you know, figure out where their jumper was, have a look at it, make sure, you know, did it need a wash or a clean or anything like that. And just, it gave us loads of time to help spread the word that, you know, we were doing the swap shop and to just let people know about it.
And that was Deirdre McCormick of Blessington. You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website irstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Join the conversation online as well using the hashtag irstoprotect, and be sure to text or WhatsApp as well. Our number is 087 77 11 103. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission Naman with a television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Naman with a television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie.